This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November 13th. It's World Kindness Day, finally. I'm Marilyn Weston, and this is Zoomer Radio, and we've had a full week, 9,600 minutes. World Kindness Week is culminating today. Or does it? Perhaps the goodwill we've extended to others this week is only a beginning. Why can we not be compassionate, sympathetic, understanding, generous, giving, hospitable, tolerant, amiable, and kind every day, not just when the day or week have been designated as a World Day for Kindness? Can we not resolve to be kind and live our best every day? We can take up the baton of kindness and pay it forward. We need not wait a year for World Kindness Day or World Kindness Week to be celebrated once again. These COVID times have challenged us to find new and different ways to live, and it's up to us to make the most of the lessons we've learned. Every minute we live holds the possibility of a new beginning, a fresh start. Nothing is lost when we live each day being kind. We can each set an example by being generous and considerate of each other. Together, our good actions can add up. When we dedicate ourselves to being good and kind to one another, when we step up and commit to do right and show compassion to each other, we build a brighter future for ourselves, our families, friends, and community, and we make a better world. Plato once said, "The beginning is the most important part of the work." So perhaps now that we've been aware of World Kindness Day each November 13th, we can use today, this World Kindness Day, as a start. A time to develop kind habits, set our goals, and try our best to achieve them, always with kindness and thoughtfulness at their core. It's been said we do have two hands, one hand to help ourselves and one to help others. With this in mind, we can each work to live a good life and be happy, and at the same time, we can be considerate and loving of each other. When we act out of decency and are kind-hearted, our spirits are lifted, our hearts are filled. They're filled with gladness and enriched. So rather than wait a year, consider the 365 days to come, each as kindness days, our kindness days. Use the 565,600 minutes until next November 13th to follow your good impulses. Resolve to build for the future, to tackle challenges you encounter, and do your part to make life better for yourself and for others. Do your share to make a kinder, gentler, and better world. By doing so, we'll each set an example, and as others follow, kindness and love will be fostered. We can collaborate to make a year filled with kind actions, and in so doing, combat climate change by doing what we can to protect nature, combat indifference by getting to know one another better and appreciating our differences. I think you get the idea. Kindness is something we all can exercise, and in so doing, our small actions, good in themselves, can have a positive effect and impact beyond our dreams. So regardless of what was before, let's make now, this moment, this day, the beginning of our very own kindness year. And when we speak on November 13th, 2022, let's have the satisfaction of knowing we did our best to be loving and kind and sparked good actions by our examples. As usual, the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you today, to share their knowledge and empower you to make informed decisions so you can take charge of your life. So please stay with us for this hour, and you can learn from the experts from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, as promised, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing for our future tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Marilyn, actually, the theme of your show today, you know, dovetails well with what I was going to be talking about this morning, which is the impact of kindness. I mean, one of the ways I see kindness shining through is the caring and hand up that grandparents provide to grandchildren. Of course, it's not just financial. There was a research study done by CBC, which clearly highlighted what an important and positive influence grandparents can have on their grandchildren's lives just by spending time together. Nonetheless, for many grandparents, the kindness does also take the form of providing a helping hand financially. For example, I personally contribute to a registered educational savings plan, commonly known as the RESP, for my grandchildren. The RESP is a wildly tax-efficient way to save for post-secondary education of your grandchildren. Tax-efficient because it grows tax-free. And as long as the savings are used for post-secondary education, the tax benefits can be preserved. And super efficient because the government kicks in 20% up to $500 per year absolutely free of charge. Look, we have to look into it in more detail. Of course, there are specific rules that you need to be aware of to ensure an RESP would work for your situation, but I do encourage you to speak with a professional to check that out. When it comes time for the post-secondary education costs, when they start to kick in, your kindness in contributing to your grandchild's RESP may be much appreciated. Nonetheless, in many circumstances, an RESP isn't the right way for grandparents to help financially. Many grandparents prefer to leave money in their will. This was the case for Ted and Alicia. Ted and Alicia recently updated their wills. They hadn't been updated in over 5 years. Well, that's about the right time anyway. But on top of that for them, Ted had turned 80 in 2021 and had a recent health scare, which fortunately resolved itself just fine. Ted and Alicia were totally in agreement about leaving money specifically to the grandkids, but they have 8 of them, ranging in ages from 2 to 16 and one more on the way. So setting up trust accounts would be complicated, expensive, and it would actually tie up their savings. Once in a trust, Ted and Alicia would have no access to the funds, but they do want the money to go directly to the grandchildren as a legacy from them. But if the grandchildren are under the age of 18, they can't hold the funds easily themselves. And it's not as if it's about they don't trust their children to give the money to the grandchildren. It's just Ted and Alicia's desire that the money go there directly. It's their preference. Fortunately, there is an easy, tax-efficient way to meet their objectives. Our team, the Farwell Group, has been at this for over 30 years, so we've run up against lots of challenges like this one before, like this one with Ted and Alicia, and we did find an effective solution. Using an annuity settlement option, Ted and Alicia were able to maintain control of the funds while they're alive. The savings continue to grow on behalf of the grandchildren the whole time. On their death, the funds transfer tax efficiently and quickly directly to the grandchildren named as beneficiaries, and there can be multiple of them. And the investment itself has defined rules for distribution such that the investment will continue until your grandchildren are 18, 20, 25, 30, whatever age you wish the funds to be distributed. So it's a solution that's easy, it's tax efficient, and it works. So if your listeners are interested in having a financial impact on the lives of your grandchildren, speak to a professional about the options. There are options out there. It's just sometimes you don't know what you don't know. So be proactive search out the solutions that bring you and those you care about happiness.
So what you're saying is grandparents can have a positive impact of kindness on their grandchildren, and there are ways and means that the tax man doesn't have to win. So if someone wants to talk to you about that, Darren, how do we reach you?
Yeah, if there are listeners who would like to learn more about an RESP or this annuity settlement options I discussed today, or just generally planning to leave money for grandchildren or leaving a legacy as your act of kindness, feel free to call 416-863-7501 or visit us on our website, thefarwellgroup.ca.
416-863-7501. You definitely don't know what you don't know, and I never heard about annuity settlement options before, Darren, so thank you for the introduction. I look forward to learning more next time we speak.
Always a pleasure to speak with you, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. Then we're going to chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. And our matchmaker, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, is going to speak as well, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So there's lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So now that we're sort of coming out of COVID, you know, a lot of people have been working from home. They were certainly maybe stressed trying to juggle everything, their kids, their lives. But now that a lot of people are back to work and we're back to dealing with traffic, a lot of my patients are coming in with a lot of stress. I wanted to talk about five signs that your body is really out of balance. So one of the big things we start to, that I'm starting to see is people are coming in feeling incredibly stressed. And often stress can be an important thing. It helps us motivate us to get things done. But certainly chronic stress can lead us to many health issues, including things like muscle pain, cardiovascular issues, digestive issues, hormonal imbalance, depression, anxiety, and a weakened immune system. So really the second thing we want to focus on with patients, and I try to identify, is if they're noticing that they're more irritable, experiencing mood swings. So, you know, if people are feeling that they're ready to fly off the handle at any moment and they're really affected by things, they're not laughing as much, that's certainly one of the signs. The third one is, are you experiencing sleep disturbances and difficulty falling asleep? I always ask my patients, do you have difficulty falling asleep, and are you can you stay asleep? Because these are two different things. And if patients are having difficulty falling asleep and staying asleep, that's certainly something we need to address because it affects the way they feel the rest of the day. Changes in rapid weight gain or debilitating fatigue, skin problems, certainly, and if you can't figure out why that's happening, that would be sort of the fourth issue that we're looking at. And then the fifth one is relying on external substances to manage your life. So for example, having more coffee, sugar, alcohol, cigarettes, it's really not a sustainable way to cope with life's difficulties. So if people are having some difficulties with some of the stress, getting back to the routine, they want some help, some naturopathic help, they can give me a call. And my number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
You can look after your health naturally with the help of Dr. Betty Rosendahl and her team at Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. The phone number, 905-707-2001. A complimentary 15-minute consultation by phone or in person. Just call to get started. The number, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Every word in a conversation contributes to conveying the message. When you can't hear properly, you can miss key phrases and then you're at a loss to respond. If this is happening to you or someone you know, be kind to yourself or them and get a comprehensive hearing test and learn how your hearing can be improved. To explain more about hearing our best, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So first I'd like to start by saying thank you to our veterans who've served in the past. Now, we are honoured now to serve you. Now, with respect to what you were saying before, you were absolutely right. When we miss the meaning of words in the conversations, it can lead to some interesting conversational twists. Now, to avoid having some awkward conversations, we need to make sure that we hear all the speech cues. A hearing loss of any degree makes it harder to hear the soft sounds of speech, like the consonants. The consonants are the soft parts that define the meaning of the word, where the vowels are the loudest part of the words. Today, I wanted to discuss what happens when someone comes into our clinic for the first time. Having your hearing tested and potentially getting hearing aids is a personal experience that we try and make as easy as possible. Having your hearing tested will reveal the parts of your hearing that are below the normal hearing thresholds and will help us bring back a level of amplification that will have you hearing all kinds of things much better. Selecting a hearing aid for your use is not so difficult when you know what you want, but many people don't know. We become your guides when it comes to helping you select the best hearing aid for you. We take a bunch of time to make sure that we understand your needs and your particular physical abilities to make sure we select the best hearing aid for you. The first time that people put a pair of hearing aids on, they will usually hear themselves differently. Usually they feel like their voices are a bit strange and louder. This feeling usually subsides after a short while after you start wearing your hearing aids more frequently. Now, the best part of wearing hearing aids when you have a hearing loss is having conversations. Having conversations becomes easier and easier the more you practice at doing it. So when you start wearing your hearing aids more frequently, come in for a few different adjustments, make sure that everything is tuned up just right for you, and you know how to use them, will usually result in a very successful fitting.
So basically, Edmund, what you're saying is that every person can have their hearing tested, have hearing aids, and try them if that's the answer and solution for them, and that it's a personal experience. So if someone wants to talk to you about their hearing so they can engage in conversations and enjoy life and be part of it, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. When you're kind to yourself and to others, then you're able to communicate with them, exchange ideas and thoughts, and not miss a word. It's up to you to look after number one, and Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto are glad to help you. Again, the number, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and speak to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
When you find yourself ready to meet someone new, but want to avoid internet dating, you wish to be discreet while you search for the right partner. Know that there's another way. Matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions offers a confidential in-person consultation and personal recommendations. You can meet new people outside your own circle. All you need is the help of our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller, and she joins us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had kind of a cute matchup this week. It wasn't actually from the week. It was probably from about a month ago. But it was interesting to me because it was somebody who was, she was absolutely delightful to deal with. But every week, you know, I tell her about someone, nice people, but she'd say, you know what, I'm just not interested. So she was very picky, but she said, don't worry about it. It's me. It's not you. She said, I will know it when I see it, what I'm looking for. Anyway, and then I had a gentleman who was, you know, he's a very accomplished guy, but same thing, you know, a specialist doctor. And he, you know, very much knew what he wanted. And so anyway, I ended up having to sort of talk them into each other just because they didn't quite match up, like, some of their criteria. But I said, you've got to give this a chance. I think you're going to really like each other. And sure enough, they got together and it's going really, really well. And he actually phoned me and said, you know, I'm so glad I took your advice because this is not what I expected at all. And even though I looked at her picture and thought she was very attractive, I wasn't sure that we'd kind of mesh, you know, our interests and everything. And they just are getting on like a house on fire and having a great time. So sometimes you have to really, you know, trust your matchmaker and trust that sometimes we know more about the person. It's very hard to tell what someone's like just from a profile. And that's the nice thing about having a matchmaker because they become your advocate. So where you might get lost in the millions and millions of people on the internet, we kind of target in what you're looking for and we steer you towards the kind of people that would be a good fit for you. So it's really very different. And I always encourage people to do an interview. Tell me all about yourself. Tell me what you're looking for. And I'll be realistic. If I feel like, you know, you're looking for things that don't exist or certainly don't exist in our database, I'm always happy to say to people, you know, your money's better spent somewhere else. But, you know, with the huge client base we have over 10,000 people in the Toronto area, as well as people all over the province of Ontario. Most people, I would say, are fairly matchable through the service.
Well, you serve as a filter so that people can actually meet people that they are likely to find the right person with or the right person. Otherwise, it's going to be just going out meeting nice people, as you said, but the right person with your help can happen. And the encouragement, I think people sometimes need a little bit of boost and confidence so that they can meet one another and interact. If someone wants to talk to you because they're ready to welcome someone new into their lives, how do we reach you?
So the best thing is to call us at 416-777-6302. We also have a website, mistyriverintros.com, which has a wealth of information. There's a toll-free number on our website if you're calling from outside the GTA. And there's also a chat feature. So if you want to speak to somebody but you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, we're happy to do that as well. And it's a person at the other end of that. It's not a computer or a robot. You're speaking to an actual person.
Well, your contact information is on my sponsor expert list on marilyns.ca. And if anyone has a pencil, please write this down. The number 416-777-6302. Cupid can do a good job for you. You just have to open the conversation and open your mind to possibilities. Thank you, Linda, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Whatever you have is nothing without your health. Often women put themselves behind others and neglect their own health. It's World Kindness Day, so if you are a woman who's not been kind to herself and looked after number one, meet gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic, who can be your GPS to your vaginal health. She joins us now to talk vagina. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning. How are you doing, Marilyn?
I'm doing fine, and I know that the women who meet you, you're kind to, and they leave educated and more confident and feeling better than they ever have. But let's talk about your FemRenew Clinic and all about what you're doing.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think that you really nailed it when you said that And kindness day, we need to be kind to ourselves. And I think that women are the last people to think about being good to ourselves and kind to ourselves and treating ourselves. And I think that if we don't, it's hard to give to others. So we need to be good to ourselves so that we are more open to give to others. And that brings me to what I do in my clinic. So many years ago, I've noticed that as women age, their vaginas can become quite dry, and that leads to problems like painful intercourse, bladder pain, bladder discomfort, abnormal vaginal discharge, and even bleeding. All of these can be related to the aging vagina and the lack of estrogen. And a lot of women either cannot use hormone replacement or choose not to use hormone replacement, and there was really nothing out there that would work to help these women. So that along came the Mona Lisa laser, which was developed in Europe in 2013, and I've been using it since 2015 as a in-office, painless, 5-minute procedure that rejuvenates the vagina back to where it was before menopause. So women get all of the benefits of estrogen without taking any estrogen and without any risk. And that's what we do at the FemRenew Clinic. We rejuvenate vaginas, we give women education about vaginal health, and we help women be kind to themselves as a result.
Well, that capsulizes it. But the fact is that if someone wants to talk about their health, do they need a referral to you because you're a gynecologist?
So patients see me with referrals for family doctors. I'm happy to see patients through my website or through calling the office directly without a referral if they're interested in anything in the FemRenew, in talking about their vaginas and vaginal health. My website is femrenew.ca, FEMRENEW, and you can click on ask for or get a referral or ask for an appointment, and we will get back to you in a timely manner or call the office directly. I think that patient education is probably one of the most important things that doctors can do. At least give the information, let a patient decide what they want to do with it, and tell them options that they often haven't heard about.
So your vaginal laser treatment, Mona Lisa Touch, is one way you can help women. I understand that it also helps women with incontinence.
It does help with the bladder. Most women are surprised to know that incontinence or bladder pain or feeling like you have to go to the bathroom all the time, that we call frequency and hesitancy, is actually related in many cases to the lack of estrogen, because that also affects the base of the bladder. So there's many benefits to treating what we call urogenital atrophy or the aging vagina.
Well, we rejuvenate our skins with lotions and potions.
And lasers.
And lasers, that's true. And we can do that with our vaginas. If you're interested in looking after yourself and being kind to yourself, look after your health first. And consider speaking to Dr. Faye Weisberg and visiting her FemRenew clinic. The phone number, 416-924-4666. I'll repeat that, 416-924-4666. The contact information is on my website, marylins.ca. So if you don't have a pen, don't fret. But it is important to know how to look after yourself, and gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg can be your GPS. Thank you, Dr. Faye, for sharing the information and for being an advocate for women's health.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now we'll get our weekly health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Then realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. Today I wanted to talk about the fact that there have been significant delays in screening tests. You know, in Toronto, it's been estimated that there's been 33% fewer patient examinations for immunizations. And in Ontario in general, there's been more than 1 million fewer colorectal, breast, and cervical cancer screening done. What that means is that if we don't look, we won't find. And if we don't find it until it's more obvious, it's a delay in diagnosis, a delay in treatment, and worse outcomes. So it's really important we really focus on people over the age of 50, and we look at breast screening, which are mammograms, cervical screening, which are pap tests, and colorectal screening. And we should be doing this screening on a regular basis.
Well, I personally am getting those things done, but I realize that you need to take time flies. Sometimes I had an appointment and I thought it was after 2 years, and it had been 5 years since I'd had my last mammogram. So if you're not going to stay on top of things, at least get the book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and perhaps it will serve as a reminder that your health is important and healthy aging is possible. I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, and you can order them simply by calling me at 416-504-6777. And remind us again where else we can get the book, Dr. Brown?
The book's online at Amazon and Indigo, and it's in smaller bookstores. And I just want to clarify, Marilyn, I said this is for people over the age of 50, and that's mammograms and colorectal screening. It actually is over the age of 25 when we're talking about pap tests.
That's good to know. You make sense of medical advice and say it clearly. It's useful. So remember that, because we can share it with our children. And obviously, knowing what's wrong means we can address the problem if there is one. So screening is so important. And thanks for reminding us, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn. I think it's a great opportunity to review your health with your doctor. Now's the time.
A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, a Canadian best-selling book, Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for it at your local bookstore. Look for it on Amazon. You won't go wrong when you have a GPS to healthy aging, and that's what this book is. Thanks again, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Real estate can be a tough business, and realtors can be all about making a sale. So when you meet a real estate agent who's concerned about her client's happiness and interested in not only buying and selling a property, but also in making buyers and sellers happy, you found a treasure. And we have just such a kind and compassionate, experienced realtor on the From a Woman's Perspective team. Her name is Melanie Martin, and she's here right now with the deal of the week. So good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, you're going to make me blush, but I really appreciate that compliment. And it is true that I do take care of my people. And I'm just quickly going to say a little quick bit of advice. When your realtor's looking for properties, we don't always look at the for sale. We also look at something that might be conditionally sold, because often maybe the finance or the home inspection doesn't go through. So if I see a good property, I'm certainly going to stay on it, whether I happen to notice it sold conditional or not. So the one I want to talk about today today is just outside of Orillia in the Remarit Township, and it's 101 acres, Marilyn. So for a small little home with full basement, open concept upstairs, which you could kind of consider your permanent home or just a little getaway to go trekking in the woods, this property, as I say, has access not just to the forest and trails, but access to frontage on a small lake. So this really is a picture-perfect property that I will keep an eye on, and it is conditionally sold.
101 acres, how many millions does it cost?
Believe it or not, Marilyn, this one is listed at $859,900.
It's amazing. You always succeed in bringing deals that make my jaw drop. If anyone's interested in finding land, lots of land, with a house on it, God isn't making any more lakefront property. I don't think he's not making any more land. So Melanie Martin can help you find your dream property and your dream home. How do we reach you, Melanie?
Yes, please call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Thank you, Melanie. I look forward to the next deal. I can't believe them.
It's amazing. All right. Let's talk to you next week, Marilyn, with a deal of the week.
Now our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us so we can learn how to add harmony to our lives and in all the spaces we occupy and more. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn. I'm delighted to hear from you. And I loved your introduction today about World Kindness Day, because we're all different people and we're all at different stages in life. And yes, you know, some people may rub us the wrong way, but just notice that they're on their own path and that I'm on my path and you're on your path. It all works out. You see, kindness can be so easy. A smile, a nod to your neighbor, a wave across the street, or hold a door open at the supermarket. It's so easy to spread good cheer and positive vibes. Life is better. You see, in feng shui, we arrange our space and also the things we choose to bring into our space. So when you surround yourself with the things you love, we all open our hearts to handle tolerance and kindness and respect for each other. Did you know that if we tried 1% harder each day to not be so angry and critical with others, after a year, we could be 365% better and help to shift the world into a better place? Doesn't that seem fun?
I agree with that, and I know feng shui is all about positive, practical solutions to create a stress-free life.
I know, and we've been talking about holidays, which brings up the opportunity to visit people, and the subject of gifts comes up, Marilyn. Human kindness is often shown with gifts in hand. I decided years ago that I don't want any more stuff that I need to dust. No more knickknacks for me. So when I consider that, when buying gifts for my friends and families, it still leaves a lot of practical options regarding good food, candles, fun napkins, tea towels, little cut flowers, or a flowering plant. And all these little practical things say I love you and I care without taking up a lot of space and time. So gift giving doesn't need to be stressful and it doesn't have to be expensive to show human kindness. Wow. Geez, Marilyn, and there's so many more ways to learn about feng shui. You know, I have a new podcast now, Feng Shui Your Day, and you should be able to find me on Spotify. Search for Feng Shui Your Day for access to tips, musings, and interviews that you can listen in anytime, every single day.
And if you want to speak to Catherine Wilking and learn more about feng shui, just give her a call at 905-599-2693. That's 905-599-2693. Thank you. You're always so uplifting, Catherine. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. There's more information on the website as well, CatherineWilking.com. We'll see you next week.
You love your neighborhood. You love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
As you know, I'm now a member of CARP. I was drawn in by a statement made by Moses Neimer. He said, federal and provincial governments need to hear from Canadians on policies and legislations that sooner or later affect us all. CARP ensures that the older Canadian voices are heard in Parliament and that vital political promises are made and kept. Last week's call to action to deal with Canada's woefully underperforming healthcare system made me happy. I could participate in fighting to make things better, and I'm going to sign that petition that's going to go to the provincial and territorial first ministers, asking them to pledge to bring Canada's performance to the upper tier of healthcare standards within 36 months. If you, like me, wish to advocate for a better future, I feel CARP can be our vehicle and make our voices more impactful together. Log on to carp.ca and check it out. It's on my website, marylins.ca, under Sponsor Experts. I also am happy to say that there's an icing on my cake. I got a super deal on a subscription to Zoomer magazine when I joined CARP, and now have my October-November issue. I haven't read it all, but I must say it makes for good reading on a lot of topics. There are pages devoted to philanthropy and charity. I learned about the Every Child Matters movement, and I got a glimpse into Indigenous family life and a better understanding of how we can support a good cause. I learned that when you buy the items from the Child Matters campaign, ensure that you're not buying knockoffs, so the money will benefit the cause. I don't have the time to share more now, but when you see the Zoomer magazine, your mind will be filled with fresh ideas and thoughts and introduce you to Canadian charities that keep on giving despite the pandemic. So do check out carp.ca, do take more than a peek at Zoomer magazine, and then consider joining me as a member of CARP. Together, we can support CARP's advocacy, enjoy its benefits in its community. We can talk more CARP next week. And now I have a suggestion for me as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. With kindness in mind, I want you to use my closet organizing instructions and edit your clothes. Eliminate the items you won't wear this season and give them to a worthy charity. You'll be happy to create space for yourself and help the needy in our community. Your actions will be rewarded by me. Just call me to set a date and time for a personal wardrobe consultation, and I'll be your personal stylist. I'll forfeit my fee and also give you a gift of an accessory that I'll personally select for you when we're face-to-face. So get organized and then call me at 416-504-6777. You'll help others, and I'll gladly help you. Next, a fitness tip with Christine, the health coach, a chat with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and also Accessibility Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center will join us. So stay with me and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Before Christine, I just want to remind you that today we're having a healthy bra clinic at Marilyn's. To participate, we have some appointments open. All you really have to do is call the number 416-504-6777. And if this day is too tight, then December the 11th is our next bra clinic. If you've never experienced the healthy bra, one with no underwire, no elastic straps, that'll give you optimal lifting support with a shelf and has other positive features, it's worth experiencing the healthy bra and being fit by an expert, Donna Smythe. The number to call, 416 504-6777. My store, Maryland's, is at 200 Spadina Avenue, second floor. We're totally accessible. We have an elevator. Remember, it's by appointment only, so there are no crowds, and it's you and me or you and Donna, and you'll be safe. So do give us a call and come experience Maryland's and the Healthy Bra. I do look forward to meeting you. Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Why exercise? Regular exercise helps prevent or manage many health problems and concerns, including stroke, metabolic syndrome, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, many types of cancer, arthritis, and falls. Also, exercise improves mood. Need an emotional lift or need to de-stress after a stressful day? A workout session or brisk walk can help. Physical activity stimulates various brain chemicals that may leave you feeling happier, more relaxed, and less anxious. You may also feel better about your appearance and yourself when you exercise regularly, which can boost your confidence and improve your self-esteem. Exercise boosts energy. Winded by grocery shopping or household chores, regular exercise and activity can improve your muscle strength and boost your endurance. Exercise delivers oxygen and nutrients to your tissues and helps your cardiovascular system work more efficiently. And when your heart and lung health improve, you have more energy to tackle daily chores. Exercise also promotes better sleep. Struggling to snooze? Regular exercise activity can help you fall asleep faster, get better sleep, and deepen your sleep. Just don't exercise too close to bedtime or you may be too energized to go to bed. So for a complimentary consultation on how to get started on a healthy and safe exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
416-809-4084. You can add years to your life with the help of Christine the Health Coach. Give her a call and see what you learn. 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Moving has been deemed to be one of the top three most stressful things we can do in our lives. Definitely a time when a kind, caring, and experienced senior move manager will be an asset. Fortunately, our Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile fits this description to a T, and she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And on World Kindness Day, I thought that my happy story should focus on one of the very kind and generous couples who we assisted recently. Donna's been working with me to downsize and declutter the home that she and her husband lived in for 45 years. Donna's husband, Jim, was contending with chronic health problems for close to a decade of those 45. And in 2012, Donna's focus shifted entirely to Jim's healthcare needs. What often became weekly medical appointments shifted their lives considerably, and throughout it all, it seems clear that Donna was an absolute rock. Became clear to me very quickly that they adore each other, and now that Jim has moved into a retirement residence, Donna still spends quality time with him almost daily. Donna could have mourned her lot in life as a caregiver to her husband, but instead she just radiates light and kindness. These two never had children, and they still laugh and giggle with each other. They aren't sure what's coming down the pipe, really, who of us is, but they make each other's worlds better, and in the time they have, they're quite happy to spend it with each other. I initially met with Donna in their house and then met with both of them in Jim's retirement residence. I've been working with Donna once every couple of weeks over the last couple of months, and we've been making great progress in helping her to downsize and clear out some of the paraphernalia that the two of them collected over the years on their travels, and as they call the recent part of their life, the detour. We've arranged to donate many of their no longer needed items to Furniture Bank, and I can see the relief and happiness that this charitable giving has given to Donna. She told me this week she's walking a little taller these days because she feels like a weight of responsibility has been lifted from her shoulders. With our dream team's help, her house has been restored to its former welcoming and uncluttered aesthetic, and she feels like she and Jim can now make the best choices for the two of them moving forward. My bet is that in the next year or so, they'll be looking to get a larger suite in the same retirement residence and will be called on to assist them with a little more downsizing to facilitate their next seamless move. It'll be our pleasure to assist the two of them. And whatever they decide, and believe me, Donna and Jim are great models of kindness and inspiring relationship goals. We're always learning.
Well, if someone wants to talk to you about following the kindness of Donna and Jim and creating their own happy story with you, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. You can accomplish a great deal with the help of an expert, and especially one who's kind, and that's Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Thank you, Lori.
Oh, thanks, Marilyn, and have a great week.
You too. To some, renovating a washroom is simply making a small room look good. But once you're aware, a huge numbers of people over the age of 15 visit emergency rooms because of injuries suffered in a bathroom. And over one-third of the injuries happen while bathing or showering. And for seniors, many injuries occur near the toilet. Then a bathroom renovation becomes more than just a facelift. It becomes an in-depth retrofit to eliminate hazards and add safety as well as beauty to the bathroom. No one knows more about this than accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. And he's here now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thanks for that great introduction, because those are all the facts. And the bottom line is this: accessibility doesn't mean institutional work in your bathroom. It just means wider doors, building showers without curbs, and giving you a toilet that's a little bit higher. And we can address this all in a total home safety check. So if you are interested in renovating your bathroom and making it safer and making it actually usable space, instead of just making it look pretty, make it functional for the long term. That's what we specialize in. I'm happy to come to your home and give you an estimate so you can do this in your house. So you can call me directly at 647-206-6409, and I can help you get your bathrooms of your dreams without making it look institutional.
Well, that adds value to a home and quality of life. 647-206-6409. Show special?
For sure. Usually $89.95, free for the first two callers today.
So a total home safety check and a path and a plan to make your home beautiful and safe. And Daniel Wiskin does this with a kind heart, and he'll share his expertise with you. 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel, and speak to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of expert. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Kindness is yours to give. And when you do, you'll improve the quality of your life and of those whose lives you touch. As the season of giving approaches, keep in mind that you can give a priceless gift when you give of yourself. It can start now, your kindness days. Each one, 1,440 minutes, can be focused on kindness. You can show concern, caring, consideration of others, and be helpful, and do so before you're asked. You can do a two-step. Step one, start to be kinder. Step two, continue to be kind. In the end, whatever goals you set will be closer or achieved and enhanced by the warmth exuded by your kind acts. Don't wait until next November 13th to be kinder. Rather, make now the day you commit to making kindness a greater part of how you deal with others and with your life. Once you start, you'll find it's addictive to be kind. The smiles and positivity that result are so rewarding, they'll foster only more kindness. What you do matters. Practicing kindness and being generous to others will enrich your spirit and your days.
It's up to you to make every day a special day for yourself and for others. When you engage in life, you can enjoy meeting its challenges and working to overcome them. And as you do, you can also fill your heart with the pleasure of sharing love and kindness. Each day is an occasion to be celebrated and enjoyed, and you'll enrich your life when you practice kindness. Know that as you do, you're building a good habit that will be its own reward. You're From a Woman's Perspective team and I want you to know that we are here for you, and it will give us great pleasure to help you achieve your goals. We welcome your questions, and we're just a phone call or email away. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca, under Sponsor Experts. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. We are happy to help you, and we'll help you reach your goals and be empowered to help others as well. Next Saturday, November 20th, is 10,080 minutes away. Time enough to reflect, to ask questions, and to begin to get answers, and most definitely time to be kind before we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. In the meantime, stay safe and be well, and follow your good impulses. You'll be glad that you do. Bye for now. Take care.
This has been a paid program.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto. CFZM FM and CFZM AM. Owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Logan with your Zoomer Radio News. Mainly cloudy for your Saturday with a chance of showers, a high of 7 degrees. Right now it's 3 degrees Celsius in Toronto, 38 Fahrenheit. The wind chill feeling more like zero. In the news, Toronto City Council is adopting new programs to create and protect affordable housing in the city. The city is adding 4 additional sites to a program that aims to use underutilized city-owned lands to develop affordable rental housing within transit-oriented communities. It will also provide grants and exemptions from property taxes and a waiver of application fees to qualified nonprofit and Indigenous housing groups to assist them to purchase and renovate existing market rental properties. The council says the programs will help create thousands of affordable homes in the next 5 years. Meanwhile, a heads up if you are transiting through the city today. Metrolinx says there will be no go.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.